From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Our next guest, a native of Kansas City, Kansas, a product of Washington High School, and all Big 12 safety for KU, one of their most decorated players in the program's history. And now he's back as the director of football relations, and he had a hell of a career in the NFL. Daryl Stuckey is our guest. Daryl, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks a lot for joining us. Thanks for the time. So, director of football relations. So, for people that don't know quite what that is, tell us about some of your duties and what you're doing now with the football program that you used to play for.
One of the main parts of my duty that's unique is that I have opportunity to be a liaison between the K-Club Alumni Association and our alumni players, and getting them back engaged with, and basically being the contact person for all of them who wants to be engaged with football, who wants to understand what's going on and get back to games, and get back on campus, and create some different opportunities for our players to get mentorship from different industries, our players that are in those industries from a professional standpoint, through Zoom or just through different experiences or ways of giving advice when it comes to their future development, when it comes to off-the-field experience. But other part of that is maximizing the external relationships, either cultivating them, rebuilding them, creating new relationships, and maximize the internal experience. And I think the funnest part about that is I get to mentor these guys every day when it comes to what it means to be a football player off the field and get them prepared to play and maximize their full potential on the field.
Now Daryl, I mean, I think your playing days are over. It sounds like you're in the middle of that damn huddle. Are you out there practicing right now with the team? It sounds like all hell's breaking loose back there.
Yes, I am on the practice field right now as we're practicing because it's my duty to be able to watch practice. Because usually I look for body language. I look for the way they respond to coaching, the way they respond to different things, to notice that there's something different in that individual player's mannerisms that may tell us that either he's dealing with something or he's a little off today, or just to check in and make sure everything's okay. I mean, we have about a dozen players that their families are being affected right now by the hurricane. So somebody in my position has the opportunity to basically touch base with them and check in and see how they're doing, see how their families are doing. And Tori Tycho does a great job with that, and I lean on her a lot with that stuff too, because she's really good at the nurturing side of it, and I can be very good at it, but at the same time, sometimes it calls for a woman's touch when it comes to understanding what a young man's going through from a side of comfort and understanding.
So that's, boy, there's a lot there to unpack, Daryl, because you have a lot of different responsibilities. And I like what you're saying about watching the body language of the players. I feel like, you know, in the old days, so to speak, maybe that was something that, it's football. You're supposed to just be tough and never show any weakness and suck it up and get on with it. And maybe we've come to a point now where we realize that you could be a big, tough, strong football player and still be dealing with things that are very real in your life, and that could affect your performance and affect your relationships and all that. I'm curious, how different is that maybe for you than even when you played?
100%. I believe the mental capacity for somebody, because mental toughness is your ability to endure strain without breaking. And that's a mental thing. The only way for you to put your full energy and focus to the task at hand on the field is to secure everything off the field. And if there's something lingering off the field that's hindering you from having your full focus to be in the moment on the field, then let's help them with that. Let's take care of that. The only way for these coaches to maximize their full potential is for them to be fully engaged. And today with social media and with internet and with cell phones, they always have the opportunity to be engaged with something that's not presently in front of them. And the only way they keep them in the moment and taking care of what's right in front of them is to engage and help them operate and work through the things that are out of their control, the things that may directly influence their mood on a daily basis, but they have no real say-so or no control over it, or no direct influence. They may have an indirect influence, but no direct influence. And at the same time, I think that, yes, it is a big difference from when I played, and it was based on the player's ability to manage that on his own, and not so much as a coach to be to help him with that. But we're also in an age where there's so much accessibility to what to know what different people are going through simultaneously, and when we have access to know what the hurricane's coming and have the history to know what Katrina did, and that the anniversary of Katrina was the same day that Ida hit. And so to know that these players are going through this stuff and trying to manage that, and they only remember Katrina. They don't really remember Katrina. They just know the history of the experience. And so that brings up a lot of anxiety sometimes. There's some that can manage it, and there's others that need to be helped talk through it.
Daryl Stuckey is our guest. Daryl, obviously you know what it takes to be successful at Kansas in football. You were there when it happened, and you had a terrific career in the NFL. You've been around Coach Leipold now, and you've seen him, and you're watching practice as we speak. Tell the Kansas fans that are listening why Coach Leipold is the right guy to try to get Kansas back to a successful football program.
He understands how to cultivate an environment, and it, which in turn creates them, in turn helps cultivate the person. I mean, if you want to see somebody flourish and you want to see somebody maximize their full potential, we look at a plant as an example. It doesn't matter how much money you pay for a plant if it's not planted in the right environment. And so at the end of the day, you got to be able to access relationships and cultivate an environment that is conducive for that relationship to thrive. It's no different than what we try to do every day in our households. We try to create a home, a household, that is conducive for our family to thrive. And as a coach, he maximizes people's full potential, and he believes in evaluation and development. And to do that, you have to set the foundation of it the right way, with stability, with trust, and with discipline. And you have to build an environment that takes pride in what it means to be together, with pride in what it takes to be a Jayhawk. And he believes in that. And to strain to finish every single day, no matter what you're doing, whether you're in school, whether you're on the field, whether you're at home, taking out the trash, finish the job, put the trash in the bag and put it in the can and close the lid. And take pride in every little thing. And at the end of the day, believe in your preparation. Believe in who you're doing it with. And believe in how they feel about you and how you feel about them. He's the right guy because he believes in, and he's made up of all those things. And he knows that. And he knows who he is and what his role is. And he empowers his staff to do the best they can to pull out the best out of these young men every single day.
Well, I think I speak for a lot of KU fans that are very excited about this new coach and all the things you just said, Daryl. And we get to see him for the first time on Friday night. And I understand that there's a promotion going on at KU Athletics that you want to let all the listeners know about.
Oh, you mean the promotional that gives them a discount to the tickets, right?
Yep.
So it's simple. It's simple as logging on to KUathletics.com/tickets. And then they'll go to the top left corner and click the ticket tab and enter a home opener. I repeat, enter home opener as a promo code, and you will automatically receive a discount on your ticket. So KansasAthletics.com/ticket, upper left corner, where it says ticket tab, enter home opener, lowercase, as one word, not two words, home opener as one word, and the promo code will automatically be discounted to your ticket.
All right, Daryl, before we let you go, you played several years with the Chargers and had some big showdowns with the Kansas City Chiefs, but you did not get a chance to go up against Patrick Mahomes. So as a former Charger and a man that I'm sure that still watches these AFC West matchups, do you look at this and say, man, I wish I could have had my crack at Patrick Mahomes, or are you like, you know what, I'm good. I'm glad I missed out on that kid.
Well, I will admit that I never shy away from any competition, and I never say I wish I would have.
You know what? Well,
so I'm neither of those things, but I do enjoy watching him play. He is my son, my family's favorite player. I would not wear a Chiefs shirt or jersey ever in my life. I will wear red, and I do root for them because I'm from Kansas City, Kansas. And they are in the AFC West. I want to believe that I play in the greatest conference in the NFL in my career. And I know for a fact that Arrowhead Stadium is the best environment, football environment, from a collegiate standpoint, playing against Missouri, and from an NFL standpoint, playing against the Chiefs. I mean, I've witnessed times where I believe and have heard Phillip say he could not that Hardaway could not hear the snap count, and he's under center. Like, anytime you can create an environment that's that passionate, that's that loud, and that has that much reverence for the game, it's an amazing stage to play on. And so, yes, I do root for the Chiefs because they're their hometown team. Now, I don't root for them when they play the Chargers. There's only one team in the NFL helped buy my house. So
that's right. I got that.
With that being said, my loyalty, it has to lie with the team that invested in me and believed in me. Now, I don't doubt that the Chiefs would have took me if they had the chance. I don't doubt that at all. But the reality of it is that I had opportunity to have a relationship with one, and I truly believe in that one to get it right. And I'm excited about them, too, this year. But, hey, every Friday is Red Friday in Kansas and Missouri.
So even if your son says, Dad, please wear this Chiefs jersey. No, no dice, not even for your son?
They won't even ask. They will never. Hey, first of all, they were every Red Friday,
sorry,
my son would still wear his Chargers jersey.
There you go. Hey, Daryl, thanks for calling into the show. We appreciate you joining us, and that sounds like it's a lively practice, so we look forward to Friday night for the season debut for Lance Leipold and the Kansas Jayhawks. Daryl, we'll talk to you again soon, man. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, and I look forward to seeing everybody out Friday on these Hawks because they are part of the atmosphere and the climate conducive to help make these boys thrive, and we need them.
It's great stuff. Thanks, Daryl. There you go.
KUathletics.com/tickets. And then enter the promo code HOMEOPENER, and you get a discount to your tickets. How about that?
Go on Friday
perfect
night.
Night on Friday night.
Friday Night Lights with Jake Powers.
Start of the Lance Leipold era.
That's right. We'll be right back. Thanks to Daryl Stuckey for joining the show. Awesome stuff live from the practice field. We'll be back after this on WHB.